Welcome to another episode of this series we call Trimming the Lamb. And we get that from the parable of the end time event that the Lord gave in Matthew 25 from verse 1 to verse 7. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept in the dark ages. That happened in the dark ages. And at midnight, verse 6 says, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then both the wise and the foolish, all those virgins, arose and trimmed their lamps. Why do they have to trim the lamps? They have to trim the lamps because through the dark ages, the whole meal was of the gospel, as we see in Matthew 13, verse 33, we all know that parable. Another parable spake unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meat till the whole process of redemption, whole meal, was leavened. You see, meal, food, meat, it's meaning food, spiritual meat, in due season. This meat here is the word of God. He says all tables are full of vomit. He's talking about the table where the food for the soul is served. But we saw that just before the Lord comes, he announces his coming first and foremost with the restoration ministry. That restoration is what we talk about, trimming. A lot of errors here and here. And there is a need for the virgins to trim their lamps, trim their lamp of revelation. The lamp is a light unto my feet. The lamp is a light unto my feet. The Bible says so. The Bible says, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. We're trimming the lamp that will show us the way from earth to glory. There is a need for that. Remember, I've always said that, and I believe that is the truth, that we are at the end time. And at the end time, the last ministry before the Lord Jesus Christ will come, according to the divine agenda, will be the perfecting ministry. And the perfect ministry of perfection is the fivefold ministry. And among that, are the pastors and teachers. And this teaching ministry is about trimming the lamp. We are not bringing anything new. It's a revelation that has always been on, but got lost. We are restoring. That is why it's a restoration ministry we are in now. The seed that was planted at Pentecost is now germinating, has germinated and reached a stage now for the fruit to be formed. Exact replica of the church at Pentecost, and we are striving to attain that same quality of church that was planted at Pentecost that God destroyed under the black horse rider. And there is a need for us to take a systematic approach teaching. It must be precept upon precept. What did the Bible say in verse 8 and verse 9 of Isaiah 28? He said, for all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. And he asked, whom shall he teach knowledge in the midst of all this uncleanness? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine, these doctrines that we are covered and destroyed during the dark ages? Who are they? Them that are weaned from milk, and drawn from the breasts. Old and New Testament, 2 breasts in every woman, from where the milk comes forth to feed the child. As newborn babes, he said, we should desire the sincere milk of the word of God. And in verse 10, this is how it will go. It will go, for precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. And 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, Apostle Paul had this to tell Timothy. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. My emphasis, rightly dividing the word of truth. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little. And that is exactly what we intend to do in this series we call Trimming the Lamp, because that is the ministry of the true fivefold now, is to take the scriptures and keep it as a guide and bring all the doctrines we are hearing here and here that is presented to us as the end time doctrines, end time message, as what is referred to as the shout message, and bring them and line them up with the Bible. And that is what we mean by that trimming of the lamp. So today, we will continue with the second part of that series, Trimming the Lamp, under the title I call The Mystery of Revelation 10, verse 7. What does it say? We will come back to look at it after this short break. Shalom.